Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Serving in Love. Thank you to Amy, Ed, Rhonda, Don, and everybody else involved in the service. The scripture reading is Matthew 19, 13 to 15. Happy birthday this week to Christina.
Matthew 19, 13 to 15. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, but his disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there.
Morning. Last Sunday, we talked about our church theme, that when you walk into our church building, there's a welcome center, and the words say, loving God, loving each other, and serving the world. And we want to put those words into practice. I mean, it's one thing to say it and believe it, but it is another thing to actually put it into practice and to do it actively. So, today I want to talk about loving God. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could love God as much as God loves us? I think it's an impossibility, but I like to think so. The incomparable Charles Wesley wrote the words of an exceptional hymn, one that we seldom sing. But as a young boy, I even remember it. Love divine, all excelling, joy to heaven, to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation. Enter every trembling heart. And then the last verses of the hymn, finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee, changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. How many of us remember those words? Wonderful and precious. Love is difficult to really explain. Love is that ardent love. It's a pure love. And sometimes it's a very courageous love. It's a constant love. It's a humble love. Lord, my God, when your love spilled over into creation, you thought of me. Which to me is way past me. He knew us before the creation of the world. He knows us now. He always will know us, even in the future. So the words are too profound. I am from love. I am of love. Let my heart, O God, always recognize, always cherish your goodness in all creation and in each of us. May nothing distract us from our love. And I guess that's why Christianity stands out in the sense of not rules, not regulations, not you better do this or else. No. God is love. And from his love, we want to garner that. Let it wash over us. Many of us remember even before when our babies were born, that baby, even before birth, was loved. And when the baby came into the world, it was loved and cherished and taken care of. And that's what God does for us. Seldom deserving any of it, but the fact that that's who he is. John 15, he says, if you keep my commands, you will abide in my love. And I spoke to you that my joy will be remain, and that your joy may be full. Most assuredly, I say, one day you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice and you'll be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. Again, I say, wouldn't it be incredible if we could love the way God loves us? It says, joy, it springs deep down inside. Only Jesus gives us this great joy. Ron Hombre said, joy is like a well containing sweet water. And if the well is to be useful, the water must come to the surface. Those who know Christ have found the source of joy. And then we come to, with all of these things, and difficult in the world today, oh, how we always wish, oh, peace. Just peace. It seems like in some part of the world there's a war. Sometimes, even in our communities, there's nastiness taking place, unlawful things happening. These things are reality. Jesus said that. These things will happen. So what do we do about all of that? Instead of just saying, oh, well, that's the way it is. So what do we do about all of this? He reminds us. God says, my peace he gives us. My peace is in you. So in Romans 12, the Apostle Paul writes, if it's possible, as much as it depends on you, here's how to live. Live peaceably. But live peaceably with all people. And in Colossians, Paul wrote, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And again, I say it's easy to read these words, it's easy to say the words, but it's so important that we don't just do it that way, say it that way. It's a demonstration, but a true demonstration, a from the heart demonstration. How many remember Billy Graham? Just wow. What a preacher. But here's what he said. In Christ, we can be relaxed and at peace in the midst of confusion, bewilderment, and perplexities of this life. Yes, the storm rages, but our hearts have found peace, even in that storm. The storm will pass. Maybe not for a while, but the storm will pass, and peace will come at last. And then, something that I'm not very good with, patience. Don't look at Barb. Patience. This may be very difficult, especially because life can feel everyone and everything is in a rush. And that's me. What's next? What's next? What's next? But patience is that guardian of faith, the perseverance of peace, the cherisher of love, the teacher of humility. Somewhat comically, Henry Beecher wrote, "There is no such thing as preaching patience into people unless the sermon is so long they have to practice it while they listen." So we won't be dealing with that today. And then another Smith, Oswald James Smith, wrote, "Waiting on Jesus when I am weak, claiming his promise to those who seek. Waiting on Jesus when I'm strong, trusting him only all the day long." Oh, if we can all remember that. Waiting on Jesus, wow, picture it. Rapture, divine. Wonder of wonders, Jesus is mine. Trusting and praying, whatever be tried, walking each moment close to his side. It's not just words. It's the fact that he promises, "I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you." It's easy to find kindness and sometimes not, but we find people who are kind. And there are words and thoughts and actions. Some of us remember the theologian C.H. Spurgeon, who wrote, "Kind words bring no blisters on the tongue, nor on the ear which hears them. Kind words are never wasted." We remember those words. We remember people who demonstrated kindness. James Boswell said, "We cannot tell the precise moment when friendship is formed, as in filling a vessel drop by drop, there is a last, a drop, which makes it run over. So in a series of kindnesses, there is at last a drop which makes it run over. So in a series of kindness, there is at least one which makes the heart run over." If we could be so kind that people will say, "The kindness is part of her. Kindness is part of him. This is who we are, not just what we do." And I guess that also applies to the word goodness. The truly good person does whatever is necessary to right the wrong, even if it costs them. But goodness must be tempered with kindness. Goodness is love in action. Any goodness the world may see in us is the genuine fruit of God's Holy Spirit, not a counterfeit or a substitute. Many of us have heard the words before, and I think it's true. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all times you can. to all the people you can for as long as you can. In other words, demonstrate goodness. The scripture says the Lord's goodness surrounds us. Every moment, we want no return. We want only goodness to all and for all. A challenge for sure. And then faithfulness. Many of us remember Corey Ten Boom, who wrote, "In God's faithfulness lies eternal security." Saint Augustine wrote, "Faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe." Andrew Giles, "Last night, my little boy confessed to me some childish wrong. And kneeling at my knee, he prayed with tears, 'Dear God, make me a man like Daddy, wise and strong. I know you can.' Then while he slept, I knelt before his bed and confessed my sins and prayed with low bowed head, 'Oh God, make me a child, like my child here, pure, guileless, trusting thee with faith sincere.'" Mother Teresa said, "God has not called me to be successful. God has called me to be faithful." And then through all of this, it's difficult to even find it in our world today. Gentleness. Just gentle. Since the Bible puts a premium on meekness, we have to cultivate it. Meekness is not weakness. But in the words of Christian Brother, meekness is, "I accept God's dealings with me, not knowing why, but without bitterness. Forgive me for my stupidity, my blindness, and lackless trust, and save me from my pettiness. A gentle answer turns away wrath, anger. And wisdom from above is this: pure, peaceable, gentle, full of mercy. It's sown in peace by those who demonstrate authentic peace daily." And so Jesus said, "Take my yoke, take my teaching, learn from me. I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And if God says it will, it will. May we reach out to others with gentleness. Scripture says, "But the meek shall inherit the earth." And then probably difficult. Self-control. Having strength to surrender to Jesus himself. Surrender. Surrender. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. You're singing it in your head, aren't you? All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at thy feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender, surrender me, Savior, wholly thine. May the Holy Spirit fill me May I know thy power divine. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. Yes, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Surrender does not mean defeat. Surrender means we give ourselves to the Lord and we daily share love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Let's do our very best this week. We're so grateful that we have the opportunity to do from our hearts what Jesus wants us to do. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked GNT are from the Good News Translation in today's English version, second edition, copyright 1992 by American Bible Society. Used by permission. Scriptures marked NKJV, taken from the New King James Version, copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.